The Canadian government, as expected, has this morning dropped the mandatory testing for COVID-19 on re-entry to the country. Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos said, starting April 1, fully vaccinated travelers will no longer have to show a negative, pre-arrival COVID-19 test of any kind at airports and land border crossings. No quarantine if tested randomly at Canadian borders. Duclos said Thursday morning that travelers may still be selected to undergo random testing, but will not need to quarantine while awaiting results. He added that people who are partially vaccinated or not vaccinated at all will still need to provide a negative molecular test to enter Canada. All travelers will still have to complete the arrive conform before re-entry. I will remind you, all measures are subject to review and we will continue to adjust them as the situation evolves, said Duclos. What does fully vaccinated mean for entering Canada? To qualify as a fully vaccinated traveler to Canada, you must asterisk have received at least 2 doses of a vaccine accepted for travel, a mix of 2 accepted vaccines, asterisk or at least 1 dose of the Janssen, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, asterisk have received your second dose at least 14 calendar days before you enter Canada. Example, if your second dose was anytime on Thursday, July 1, then Thursday, July 15 would be the first day that you meet the 14-day condition. Cruise ship passengers don't need tested to get off. Passengers on a cruise ship will still have to take a test no more than 1 day before boarding, but not when getting off at ports of call during the cruise. Since February 28, fully vaccinated travelers to Canada only had to show proof of a negative rapid COVID-19 test instead of a PCR test to gain entry to the country. Do I need to take a COVID-19 test to enter the U.S.? If traveling by air into the U.S., passengers aged 2 and older will still have to show a negative COVID-19 viral test taken no more than 1 day before travel, or documentation of having recovered from COVID-19 in the past 90 days, before they board their flight. To cross into the U.S. from Canada via land borders or ferry terminals, you only need to show proof of being fully vaccinated. With files from Alana Shepherd, Vancouver is awesome.